This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged Friday that every American who wanted to be re-evacuated from Taliban-ruled Afghanistan, with about 13,000, brought home so far. Speaking at the White House early Friday, Biden said the United States is committed to getting all Americans and their Afghan allies out of the troubled country. He said the United States stands by its commitment and they've made the people and includes other vulnerable Afghans like women, leaders, and journalists. Biden is facing criticism for a chaotic and often violent scene outside the Kabul airport as crowds struggle to reach safety inside. Evacuation flights at Kabul airport had stopped for several hours Friday because of a backup of a transit point for the refugees, a U.S. airbase in Qatar. However, President said that flights resumed later in the afternoon. The UN Refugee Agency says millions of Afghans caught in a rapidly changing and precarious situation are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance and protection. UNHCR spokeswoman says that most Afghans are unable to leave the country through regular channels. She says her agency welcomes efforts of several states to evacuate at-risk Afghan nationals through bilateral programs. However, also saying that these programs should not overshadow the urgent need for a significant international response to deal with the prevailing crisis. She adds that they should hamper or preclude the possibility for Afghans to seek asylum in other countries. UNHCR is calling on countries neighboring Afghanistan to keep their borders open in light of the evolving crisis in Afghanistan. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hungry and homeless Haitians crowded relief crops on Friday, and some stole desperately needed goods from the vehicles, according to officials and Associated Press journalists who witnessed the events. In the small port city, witnesses saw people fighting and stealing food that was set for distribution from a truck parked outside a police station. The frustration over the pace of aid distribution has been rising for days, and the number of people gathering at aid distribution sites has grown. Many have been sleeping outside since a 7.2 earthquake hit Haiti last Saturday, killing nearly 2,200 people, injuring more than 12,000, and destroying or damaging more than 100,000 homes. A federal appeals court on Friday set a pause on evictions designed to curb the spread of the coronavirus can remain in place for now, setting up a battle before the U.S. Supreme Court. The three-judge appellate panels rejected a bid by landlords in Alabama and Georgia to end the eviction moratorium reinstated by the Biden administration after it expired last month. It is intended to help renters stay in their homes as the Delta variant surges. The landlords group says it plans to immediately file an emergency motion to the U.S. Supreme Court, which voted in June to keep the moratorium in place, but warned congressional action would be needed for any further delays. The landlords say the Biden administration caved into political pressure to reinstate the eviction ban. Some 3.5 million renters say they're on the brink of being evicted. New Englanders are ready for their first hurricane in 30 years. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says by Sunday, Tropical Storm Henry will be a hurricane pretty close to the Rhode Island, Connecticut, up into Massachusetts. And New Englanders are preparing. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has had up to 1,000 National Guard troops on standby. He says that they're ready to assist with high water rescue, debris clearing, and public safety support. The National Weather Service says Henry might be landfall or make landfall first in eastern Long Island. The hurricane watch stretches from the south shore of Long Island into the state of Massachusetts. Thursday was the 30th anniversary of Hurricane Bob, which came ashore in Rhode Island as a Category 2 storm. It left at least 17 people dead and caused more than $1.5 billion in damages. On Wall Street, it was a positive day with the Dow Jones Industrials adding 0.65%. The S&P gained by 0.81%. The Nasdaq rose by 1.9%. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.